Hello and welcome to the call. I'd like to give you a little information about how the call will work and then we'll get started. I'd appreciate it if everyone will kindly hit the 6 button on your phone so we can mute all background noises. That's all those except the women that are being interviewed. At the end, I'll take a few questions, and at that time, I'll ask those who have questions to please push the 6 button again so we can hear you. The format for the call is simply that I will interview our guests and then open the lines for questions. So I'll get started. For those of you who don't know me, I am Dotsie Bregel. I'm founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which can be found at nabbw.com, and also boomerwomenspeak.com, and both happen to be the number one sites on major search engines for baby boomer women right now. I'm passionate about educating and empowering boomer women, which happens to be my generation. I'd also just like to share that our sites are proudly sponsored by Dolans.com. So if you're interested in excellent financial information that will encourage you to live a more financially responsible midlife, you can go to Dolans.com and sign up for their newsletter. And then we're also sponsored by Elations, which is a daily drink supplement that offers relief from joint aches and pains. And it's an alternative to taking large pills. All you have to do is drink one little jug a day, and you can find them at elations.com. Okay, let's see. Today we are doing our second call in the series, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Last year, we surveyed our members to find out what areas of interest were most important to them, and we came up with 12. So each month we focus on a different topic, and this month our topic is travel. So let's get started. We have two people that we're going to interview today, and both have founded websites that happen to be one especially for boomer women, and then another one just in general for boomers. So we're going to do this call today, and then we're going to do another one next week with Pat Burns, who is the author of Grandparents Rock, and her topic is going to be traveling with grandkids, and she's done a lot of it. So that should be a fun call to be on if you have grandchildren and you can travel with them. All righty, so let's get started by introducing our first guest, who is Holly Klein. Holly, are you still there?
Yes, Dotsie, I'm here.
Okay, great. If you could speak up just a little, that would be great. Okay, Holly is a licensed psychotherapist with a limited practice in Kansas and Missouri. She's the founder of JustUsGirlsTravel.com, and she has a goal to empower women who have achieved the age of 40 to break through to a more full life. Very similar mission to what we have at NABBW and Boomer Women Speak. The Just Us Girls Travel website matches savvy women 40-plus with a like-minded travel partner and fulfills the desire for adventure, friendship, and community. Her experience as a clinical social worker, both in private practice and hospital work, has created a vast working knowledge to promote wellness in the individual. And Ms. Klein's Just Ask Holly column appears monthly in the Mature Lifestyle magazine. You also have Just Ask Holly on your site, too, don't you?
Yes, on the very front page. Anyone can come out and, like, read my Just Ask Holly letter on a daily basis.
Okay, cool. All right, and one thing that I think I want to point out is that when I first talked to Holly months ago, she was telling me about her site. I thought it was interesting that the reason she chose to launch it was because she counsels a lot of women at midlife and learned that a lot of women wanted to travel but didn't always have someone to travel with. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Holly?
Yes. In my practice, I do have quite a number of women in the age group that we serve, and I was repeatedly hearing the same things and wanting to make connections, would like to have more of a social life. Maybe they've actually left work now, and they're trying to figure out how to reinvent themselves. They wanted to travel. Some were married. Their husbands didn't want to travel, and some were single. And it was like, okay, how can we solve this? And finally it dawned on me that, you know, maybe I can help solve this. and I literally started to research, and there was nothing out there that would literally match women to women for adventure and travel and the opportunity to see the world or go to that destination they've always wanted to go to. So that's how the idea came about just a little over 2 years ago.
Okay, and you know, this is kind of an exciting month for us to do this because we just traveled to Vegas to meet the women in the forums at Boomer Women Speak, and you know, everyone actually except me, my husband and son came along. We went a day early, and we were celebrating my son's 23rd birthday. But after that, I split from the guys and hung out with the girls, and all the other girls were traveling alone. So it's definitely something that women are just interested in doing and really planning ahead to do too. I just have to move out of my office. They just started mowing the lawn right outside the office. So I'm gonna. Can you hear anything on the line? Can you hear the lawn mower?
No. Okay. I know. I just hear you. You're fine.
Okay. Good. Okay. I just wanted to run through some statistics that make us realize the need for what you're doing. Okay. Boomer women. That were surveyed, ages 42 to 60, out of all of them, 41% had been were in a long marriage. So that really leaves 59% without a spouse to travel with. So that's just something to think about. If you wouldn't mind pushing the 6 button so that we can not hear any of the background noises. Somebody's phone's ringing in the background. So, you know, I think in the past, a lot of couples traveled together and couples traveled with couples. And actually, now that 41% of women in America are single, it's really not the norm that couples are traveling together anymore. So a lot of women are traveling solo, and if not solo, with friends or being matched with someone to travel with. So that's one thing that I just wanted to point out. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's a lot of dual careers right now, mm-hmm. and women are just getting to the peak of their earnings, and it's quite possible that their husband isn't available to travel when they would like to or really doesn't want to go where they would like to. And as independent as we've become, women are like, I still want to go. What I hear a lot is that women don't want to pay that extra single supplement just to go. And they miss that camaraderie and the fun communication that goes on with someone. I just spoke to a woman who had gone on a cruise last January, and she said, I went ahead and did it because I didn't have anyone to go with me. And she goes, it was fine, but beyond having dinner people at the table to sit and talk to, she goes, I was really on my own, and I kind of missed out on some of the fun of the cruise. So
right.
Hers wasn't so much money as the fun partnership that you have going on the excursions and laughing at things that happen on the ship.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, another thing I wanted to mention is that when women were surveyed about what they wanted more time, like if they could have more time for enjoyment, what would they do? And these are women aged 42 to 60. 58% wanted to have time to themselves. 48% wanted to join. Were interested in traveling. And then, you know what? This doesn't make sense, Holly. I'm going by your notes. It says they want more time for enjoyment. 58% wanted time to themselves. 48 for traveling and 22 for volunteering. It really doesn't add up. So I'm not sure what those statistics are. Are you familiar with that?
I do not have the exact one in front of me, and I think there were some different categories, and I must have combined it together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. And what I'm going to say, and I'm going to use some of the women. There is a Dr. Carol Orsborn and a Dr. Jimmy Small, and both of them had done a study that kind of perpetuates the thought of I really need more time for myself. Mm-hmm. And I also, it was an amazing amount, almost half did want to travel.
Right, 48%.
And they were, I believe I probably combined that first one in what did you want to do when you had time for yourself. And so that's where I picked up some of the other statistics.
Okay.
And that's what I had actually heard, that women really wanted to travel. And so that's how Just Us Girls got Just Us Girls Travel got started. And then as I researched it, I found that some of the other things that were going along is they were really looking for a search for meaning. And that was an underlying motivator for the things that they were doing. They were trying to find out what their mission was, what we should do now. And that was really a critical piece that came out of the white paper called Boomer Women and Their Search for Meaning.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the underlying piece, and we have such an opportunity to go from here on. It's like another half of life we get to choose, and from this half, we can choose how we want to live it. Because when we started out at zero, there was like a pre-programmed plan until we became an adult. And now we're in our wisdom years, and we can actually decide who we are and what we really want to become.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned that we're living longer. In 1900, the average American woman lived to be 47 years of age, and now we could actually be looking at an extra 5 decades. So, you know, this whole midlife thing is a huge transition state, and it's just really exciting that women are interested in using this time and the years ahead of us to do some traveling. So why don't you, and you know, I wanted to tell you, Dr. Carol Osborne is a friend of the association. We did a panel discussion in D.C. in November, and it was called Boomer Women, Who We Are, Where We've Been, and Where We're Going. And she was the representative on the panel that talked about marketing to boomers. And she's I don't know if you've met her, but she is a delightful woman, just really neat. So have you met her?
No, we've exchanged emails.
Oh, okay.
but that's it.
Yeah, she's nice. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your site and about women who are interested in using your site and how they can go about it. So the first thing is that women recognize that they're not alone, that the majority of women want to travel, don't really want to travel by themselves, would like to travel with someone else. So tell us how your exclusive travel matching service works.
Well, it works because we have created an in-depth questionnaire. And for those women out there that have heard of a website called eHarmony, how they start that is by an in-depth questionnaire that really takes a look at personality traits, interests, life passions, and that type of thing. And so what we have created is our own in-depth questionnaire. And it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to fill out. So it really gets into your travel preferences, personality traits, how you want to travel, whether it's economical, moderate, more on the luxury side, what time of year you want to go. So it really gets into that and then matches the personality traits against the other members of the site to find someone who really wants to go where you want to go and travel like you do and have a personality connection that's really a good one. And when they fill this out, they don't have to fill it out all at once if they're short of time, but they can come back and fill in the next sections, and that puts them in the mix. After they have signed up, they fill out their own profile page, which lets their potential matches know about them. They can post their picture, past trip pictures that they've enjoyed. We have a lot of, looking in my head, I'm thinking there's a lot of teachers, a lot of executives, widows that now want to travel and don't have the opportunity to with a spouse. So you'll find all sorts of women within the site that want to travel. One of the pieces that we do offer the women on the website, which no one is doing it as well as the matching for women over 40, is we have an additional interest box that is on your profile. And you can literally put in golf, tennis, walking, theater, snow skiing, backpacking, music,
sure,
concerts. The things that you're interested in, you put them in there. And that gives you a whole different internal match because you may find, 10 women that enjoy doing the same thing that you do. If you're going into town I had one lady call me from New York, and we kind of stepped her way through it. We try and make our site really easy. And she wanted to go to L.A. to a conference, and she wanted to find someone to go to dinner with while she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as she was going through the matches of personality and things that she liked to do in California, she found someone that was located there that you know, was a vegetarian and thought that was really interesting. And so you can actually make new connections.
Okay, and is the matching done through the computer, or is some are people doing it themselves?
It is done by computer. It's a computer program.
Okay,
so it's very in depth and provides really good matches. And as you have matches come in your box, you can go to their page and see how closely they match you, because we'll give you a little grid that says, there are more compatible here, a little less here, more here, and
right.
You can compare them all.
Okay. And now one thing that I think that we need to mention is, even if you don't want to travel, but you want to go to shows in your city, can you use this?
Yes, and that is where the additional information comes from. If you like someone that likes ceramics and would like to take a class or want to do some of the local things in your city, then you can search by the hobby or interest that you have, and it will pull the ones up that are close to you in your area. So it's a wonderful opportunity for close connections, as well as there may be a lady in Canada that would love to go out on a cruise in Florida, and you live in Ohio, and you literally can get together, figure out your cruise dates, and absolutely go and do that. So we have women from around the world that belong to our site, and we are strictly a travel matching service. We are not a travel agency. So
tell us how that works. You just find a person for someone to travel with, and then they go to a travel agency and decide on their trips themselves.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we do. We will throw the matches and put them in your box, and when you come on and check, you can check out who your matches are. Read over their profile. We have a confidential internal email. So until you feel comfortable, you don't give any of your personal information out to anyone else on the site. So we try and keep the safety issue there.
Okay. And how are you getting the word out about your site?
Right now, we have done some trade shows. We started out doing that in Florida, and that was received really well. We have been advertising one was Boomer Women Speak, also mm-hmm. Journey Women, because mm-hmm. so many women like information about where they're going to go and where they can stay,
mm-hmm.
and that's been really successful as well. And so that's kind of where we've gotten started in October, and it's just been wonderful.
Well, good. Okay. So what else does the site have to offer?
Well, one of the things that we've done knowing that women want to know more, they want to know more about what their interests are. And we have professionals that have contributed to the site, articles about menopause, which sneaks up on most of us. In fact, all but 15% kind of skate through that. And we'll have articles by professionals, whether it's sports medicine or regular health. We have published authors that also write articles for us that would be of interest. And so we have that. We also have two of our live forum chats started. One is the spirituality chat with Amy Hammond Hagberg, who is a published author and speaker. And then I have the Women Over 40 with Questions About Life on Tuesdays at 1. So we also have a newsletter that we can update people, everyone, every month.
Mm.
And so we get the word out that way and have the women connected.
So you're branching out. It sounds like you're not just staying strictly with travel. You're addressing other issues for midlife women
right.
also?
We're trying to address articles that will help people grow, give them more information. Because until menopause hit, I really didn't know much about it, because I thought I would be one that would skate through, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So then we start researching things about ourselves and about the health of the members of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have spouses that come up with something and we're like, wow, we need to know more.
Right. I certainly understand that because of the association and BoomerWomenSpeak.com. But let me just ask, because we're almost out of time before our next guest comes on, do you have any favorite travel books or sites that you use? Like, do you use Travelocity? Do you use AAA? What do you use for planning trips?
Well, one of my favorite things to use is I'm a member of AAA,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoy getting their books and literally researching the trip before I go. And that way I make sure I know everything I possibly can about the things I really want to go see. And so I will use them for that. Mm-hmm. And then I will book travel online because it's so easy to do. And of the group, one of the things that I had indicated, 80% of us use computers and 70% of online purchases are made by women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the logical next step to get your travel really easily. And when you want to find someone to go with, then you really start researching things online and you can find service out there, and we're the one that matches women over 40 with other women.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about any travel books in particular? Anything that you use?
Well, one I know that is going to be coming out this fall, and it's an update, and it's actually, I believe it's by, can't think of her last name, but the book has to do with the best deals for women over 50 that you can only get when you're over 50.
Oh,
and she comes out with a new update every year, and I know Just Us Girls Travel will be in that update. But if the women are over 50, then that would be an excellent book to look up on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so I highly recommend taking a look at some of those things.
Okay. And are you familiar with the magazine Girlfriend Getaways? I'm sure you are. Are you? There's a magazine called Girlfriend Getaways, and if you're not familiar with it, you should probably correspond with the editor and try to write for it, because it's a quarterly magazine. It's relatively new. I know their spring-summer issue is out now, but it is a really fun magazine. It's mostly about travel and entertaining, a little bit of style and some shopping, but mostly travel, mostly travel. And the articles are great. They have lots of recommendations for spas and beach. You know, they kind of separate or categorize all of the different types of travel that you can do. So there's might be an article about, 10 great spas, 10 great beach vacations to do with girls. So it's a really good magazine. I'd recommend it.
Well, it sounds great to pick up, and everyone should do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, did you have anything else you wanted to add about your site or your service before we move on?
One quick thing that I would like everyone to know is, as a clinical social worker, which is what my actual licensure is, one of the things we want to do is to give back. And on our site, while we're giving 15 days a week away free now, the monthly membership is $14.95, and the first $10 of your initial membership will go to Oprah's Angel Network, so you feel like you're a part of something greater. And then when at some point in the future, 10% of our profit will go into a foundation where the women can literally suggest, make like nominations of where it needs to go, and mm-hmm. then they'll vote on what areas that they want to be a part of and help in. So it's a way for them to really reach out, and maybe they can't go far at home, but they can when they're with Just Us Girls Travel.
Okay, tell us again, there's a fee to join?
There's a $14.95 membership fee.
Right.
They get 15 days free right now if they want to come out and try it and put their questionnaire in and see their responses and take a more serious look at the site inside, they can for free. And then we have a minimal membership fee to allow them to continue to use it for all their trips, all the connections that they want to make locally. And a portion of it then goes to that reaching out piece that I think is so important.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you for that information. Now, I just want to ask, this teleseminar, there are some people listening now, but the majority of people listen, like when we send the links around or when it's archived on the members only section of our site. So is that 15-day free, is that offer always there, or is it just for these next 15 days? I just want to make
it is always there. In fact, if they would go right out to the site, there's a banner that says that right there across mm-hmm. the bottom, you know, to join us free for 15 days, and they can do that, take part in what we're doing, and see if it fits them, and it sure has fit a lot of women that we've spoken with. And so we invite them to try it, and that's one of the best things you can do is try something and then decide if it's for you.
Okay, and you know what? You should send us something for our newsletter that says you can try it for 15 days free.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, sure, for the member news section. Okay, Holly, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Not right offhand. I know we're kind of short on time. I want to thank you for inviting me to come on with you.
Sure.
And invite everyone to come out, and we'd love to have them.
Okay. All right. You want to give your web address again?
It's www.justusgirlstravel.com. And if they would like to get our newsletter, they can sign up just for the newsletter on the front page.
Okay, sounds great. All right, thank you. And I'm just hoping that Liz is on the call. Liz,
I am.
Oh, good.
I've been enjoying the conversation.
Good. It's probably all very familiar, isn't it?
Well, it is. In fact, Holly, I'll probably be in touch with you because so many people have emailed us that very question, like, why don't we have a singles category?
Oh, well, good.
To pair people together as far as traveling and not having to pay the single supplement.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for
having me. So I'll be in touch.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's funny because last month the women who talked about entrepreneurship ended up, like the few teleseminar leaders that we had ended up meeting each other and are networking too. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that you'll be in touch.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yes. Okay. This is Liz Dahl, and Liz is...
Hi, Doxy.
How are you? She is the founder of Boomeropia.com. And let me just tell you a little bit about Liz, and then Liz is going to talk to us about safety when traveling as a single Boomer woman. And then she's also going to tell us about her site. So Liz Dahl Enterprises was formed in 1984 and has been serving clients in Louisville and nationally since that time. Liz's prior experience was in business, politics, and entertainment. That's quite a mix, isn't it?
Well, it's all together, trust me.
She started her first company, which happened to be a travel agency, when she was in her early 30s. And then she was approached by Phyllis George, who was the former Miss America and future First Lady of Kentucky, to become her chief of staff and press secretary. So after that, she was also named the head of the Kentucky Film Foundation, which I think is really interesting. I want to talk to you about that at some point.
Sure.
It was during that tenure that she became involved with the media on a national level. So after the administration ended, Liz went on to form her own PR firm, which was Liz Dahl Enterprises, and she's been involved in this industry ever since. So her clients have been varied, and they're sometimes unusual, but it has always been interesting and successful. Liz's track to the United States was a difficult one, and I find this very interesting. Her father was in a concentration camp, and she was born in a displaced persons camp in Germany, and then her family came to America on a cargo ship from Europe. And Liz keeps the photo of that journey on her desk as a regular reminder of her past and the opportunities that have been made available to her in this country. In fact, she's currently working on a movie about her parents' love story, which is very cool. In January of 2008, she co-founded Boomeropia. So this is a relatively new site. Boomeropia is a travel website for people 50 and over. She launched it out of the frustration of not being targeted to appeal to her fun side, because after turning 50, her mailbox was always full of hearing aid ads, drug company information, burial plots, and laxatives. So having owned her own travel agency at one time, she went back to her passion, which is so typical of women at midlife. I just love the story. And she's now combined her knowledge and love of travel with her professional PR skills, because we know you have to have some PR skills to have a website. So in these few months of being existence, Umaropia is doing quite well with its traffic. So welcome to the call.
Thank goodness. Yes, thank you, Dotsie. Thank you so much for making me aware of your wonderful organization.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this teleconference seminar. I think it's fabulous what you're doing, and I think it's wonderful always bringing people together and networking, because that's really what it's all about. The men have been doing it for years and years and years, and women have been so slow to figure out the process. But thanks to organizations like you, you're making things better for all of us.
Well, thanks. Tell us a little more about your website and spell it out for us so people
sure.
know it, and then we'll get on with some of the safety things.
Absolutely. Boomeropia, which is Boomer, B-O-O-M-E-R, and O-P-I-A, Boomeropia, is exactly what it may sound like to you. It's a combination of Boomer and Utopia. So the utopias of travel destinations combined with Boomers, Boomeropia. Travel for baby boomers. This is not just for women. It's for men and women. But
mm-hmm.
As Holly pointed out, you know, women do most of the buying, whether it's online or in retail stores, or, you know, they make most of the buying decisions, period. So one of the things that I found, having owned a travel agency, and being approached, even though I was doing PR, many of my friends were still calling me about booking travel, because I kept my hand in it just because it was a passion, you know, and I wanted to stay in touch and enjoy and know all the wonderful travel options that were out there. And I was finding that the reason these people were calling me, and most of them were my age, was because they didn't really know anything beyond the normal things they saw on TV. And as most of us know, the coveted demographic for advertisers on TV is 18 to 49. Well, that leaves out 88 million people.
Right.
That's how many boomers there are.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're somewhere in there. I'm not sure if that's the exact number, but that's the number I've been using. So I found that we weren't being targeted for that. We were being targeted for those things I told you that I got in my mailbox all the time, which were the hearing aid ads and the burial plot ads and the laxatives and the pharmaceuticals. And not to say that, you know, those things aren't going to be necessary at some point in time, but that is something that wasn't targeting my fun side, and I just wasn't relating to it at all. And I said, I need to find something to target the fun side and let a lot of these people, 50 and older, know that there are so many other options out there, but they're just not being told about them.
Sure. And if I could just mention, like, some of the subtopics on your website, because
sure.
I think it's really well done. There's actually some links for people who are handicapped. I have a friend whose husband is handicapped, and it's nice to know that there's a place to look that can tell you, you know, what places or what are really handicap accessible.
And did you see how many wonderful options there were?
Yeah, there were like 5 pages, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Right.
Then there's also a grandparents tab, which is good for, you know, letting you know about trips for taking the grandchildren or family travel. And then there's typical things like cruises and bus tours. But another one that I think is kind of cool is the concerts. There's a concert button which tells you about most of the concerts are boomer concerts, you know, that appeal to us. So that's
exactly.
Yeah,
and
so
you
that's
know
great.
There's also shopping.
yeah, that's right. There's also shopping, and then, of course, there's the spa, which, you know, you would expect. But some of the things are not what you would find on a typical travel website, because
yes,
it's all broken down by categories.
Yes, there are 30 categories, from adventure to volunteer.
Okay.
And, you know, volunteer is something that's very big, especially in people in our age group.
Yeah.
They want to make a difference.
Right.
And they have the time, and they would like to have something else to do besides just maybe go on, you know, shopping excursions or tours, although we still want to do those things. But, you know, those things are fabulous. And there's learning. Did you look at that particular category?
You know, I don't think I did.
Mm-mm. I think that, to me, this is one of my favorite categories because there are some wonderful opportunities out there to learn various things. So it's not it's a little different from volunteer in that you can learn. One of the first things in my category is called Creative Pattern in the Muse, and this is a woman named Lori Doctor. Who teaches workshops in painting, drawing, calligraphy, bookmaking in a contemplative setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fabulous for, you know, people, especially for women. I think that would be of great interest.
Mm-hmm.
We have nature photography workshops.
So you actually take a trip, and if you're interested in learning about how to photograph nature, there's a specific place to visit
exactly.
on the trip. Is that what you mean?
There's lecture vacations, and they offer at each destination a variety of subjects from music to history to politics to philosophy to senior-related topics to world studies to religion, anything to enrich your life.
Okay, gotcha. Very cool. All right, anything else about the site? Do you have a newsletter?
We do not have a newsletter. We do have an area called Share Your Travel Experiences, and
mm-hmm.
I would love for people to go and look at that, and especially to add to that for us. There's a posting that is so hysterical in here in our South, and it's posted by a woman that calls herself the Goddess of Glitter. And it's called A Long Week in Hollywood, Florida, and I think anyone who has made a trip like this will so relate to it. We have, you know, boomers are fabulous, especially
mm-hmm.
women, because I think not all the contributors in the forum are women, but most of them are, and they're so happy and eager to share their experiences and what they've learned. And, you know, we learn from them as much as, you know, we give them information. You know, that's one of the things about my site. It is not a booking site.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is an information site. So what
right.
we do is we research places and then we put them within the category that they fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give you a little description about it, and then you link you directly to their website. So you can go and you can spend hours just looking at all of these different places.
Okay.
And once you see them, you can either, you know, call your travel agent if you're more comfortable doing that. You can do absolutely nothing at all about it. You can just put it aside for future reference. You can book online, or whenever possible, we provide a phone number so you have an actual person you can talk to. And that's completely separate from us. We don't get involved in the booking at all. We sell you ideas.
Okay.
And what you do with them is up to you.
Now, is there a fee to
let you know there are options.
Is there a fee for your site?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so it's a free site.
Yes.
Okay.
Just go on and enjoy. We have travel tips. We've added, and I'm so excited about this, and if people will wait another week or so, we'll have all of her, not all of her tips, but the first run of her tips. I happen to have a friend that I was in an international protocol class with, and she went on to do that for a living. Her name is Diane Diehl, D-I-E-H-L. And she is not only a boomer, but she is a flight attendant. She went back to another profession when her last child went away to school, which was at the age of 50. And she signed up to be a flight attendant. And she's been flying internationally ever since. She's now 60.
Mm-hmm.
So she is going to be providing insider travel tips from a boomer flight attendant's perspective.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this. If you don't have a newsletter, how do you capture email addresses?
I have a couple
websites, and I'm just thinking, you know, how do you
have email updates. So there is a spot on our site
okay.
that says Get Boomeropia Updates. So if you send us your email,
mm-hmm.
then we will, every time we're adding new content or new features, we'll send you an email.
Okay, and how often is that? Because people like to know that when they sign up.
Well, you know, right now it's kind of, you know, just whenever we can get to it.
Is it once a month or once a week or four times a week? Or?
It would probably at this time be about twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay, well, that's reasonable. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we're only 3 months old.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's talk about women
safety.
And traveling and safety and that kind of thing.
Right.
You mentioned that it's important to tap into your intuition. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Right. You know, women are certainly well known for their intuition, and don't ever discount that, because if something doesn't feel right to you, it probably isn't. And not, now it's not in 100% of the cases, but you know, sometimes you're traveling alone and you feel like somebody may be following you, and then you think, oh, it's just my imagination. You know what? Err on the side of caution and think that maybe somebody is. And if you feel that way, don't go directly to your room. Go back downstairs, get into some sort of group setting, or stop at the front desk and make mention of the fact that you think someone is following you, or mm-hmm. someone's been, you know, rattling your doorknob or whatever. If it doesn't feel right to you, if it feels a little funny, I say just tap into it. I mean, if there's nothing there, there's nothing there, and that's fine. But if there is something there, you've just averted, you know, a possible disaster.
Sure, it's the whole better safe than sorry. And actually,
absolutely.
I can, this reminds me of just last week when we were in Vegas, and I had to go from one hotel to another by myself, and it was, you know, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and all the girls, I wanted to walk. They're like, you really need to take a cab, and there was a long line for the cab.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, for gosh sakes, I really didn't think anything would happen to me because it's so crowded on the strip there, but I just jumped in a cab and
yeah.
did the cab. But I just, you know, I guess it's
you
always
better. You did follow your intuition.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And that's always good. I mean, the cab, whatever it cost, you know, it was worth it.
Right, that's right. So, okay, how about, this isn't so much about safety, but packing.
I'll tell you what, this has helped me so often, Dotsie, and that is to create a packing list. You only have to do it once. And in fact, on our site, we give you a link to a site that under travel tips on our site.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to travel tips, it will give you, there's a clothes/packing,
mm-hmm.
and it's what to pack, and you click on that, and it directs you right to a website that creates a comprehensive packing list for you. So
mm-hmm.
you just click on it, and then you can print it out.
Sure. And then
yourself.
Just check it off as you go
and
along.
And just check it. You know, it's not only just about what to pack, but it's things like arranging for pet and plant care. Don't forget to turn down your thermostat. You know, lock your windows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop routine deliveries. You know, remind you to take, you know, your necessary documents with you, whether it's a passport or cash and credit cards. You know, just things that you think are obvious, but sometimes when you're in a rush, you know how it is. You know, you've
mm-hmm.
got 20 things going on. If you're still working, you know, you've got, you know, all of that you're trying to get done. So you always put yourself last. And the things that are so important, you forget. You get somewhere. You know, it's not so bad when you're traveling in our own country, but when you go out of town, you know, when you go out of the country, if you're, you know, if you end up in Paris and you've, you know, you needed a pair of boots, you know, you're not going to find a Walmart to just run in and get a cheap pair. So
right.
be sure and pack all of those things. And this comprehensive packing list is wonderful. Like I said, all you have to do is print it out, and you know what applies, what doesn't, it doesn't. But you know it. Tells you to remind you to take everything from Kleenex to Q-tips to deodorant, you know.
Right, right.
And those are important things to remember.
Sure, and you know, you mentioned like the day that you're packing and the day before you go on a trip. Those are like some of my most stressful days because I'm always trying to tie things up with work, tie things up with home, make
of
sure
course.
I talk to dad, you know, get the bills paid, make sure the trash is out, make sure
absolutely.
All the windows are locked,
blah, blah, blah,
and it goes on and on, and it's
yeah.
just exhausting.
It is.
Just, yeah,
last. You always, women always put themselves last. So
yeah.
if you have something like this that has, you know, just reminds you of every little thing, it's like, oh, gosh, thank goodness I remembered about stopping the newspaper. You know.
Right, right. Well, listen.
And always leave, you know, an itinerary with someone.
Yes, good idea.
Leave one of those behind, you know, whatever you're doing, so that someone always knows, you know, you're not heard from. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, I can't remember. She was going to New York, but I don't know what hotel she was staying at.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Someone always needs to have that information handy.
Yeah, and it's something that cell phones have really come in handy with. I
right.
mean, it's just,
and that's
I
on
can't
that
imagine.
Packing list.
Yeah, I mean, before the days of cell phones, how stressful it probably was.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you also have a tip about booking flights in the morning. Why is that? Because
oh
I've never
my
heard that.
You know, if at all possible, because once there's a delay, the further in the day that you are, the longer your delay is. And it's not to say that 100% of the time every morning flight is going to take off on time, but you have a much better chance of making it to your destination on the same day that you plan on going if you book the morning flights. And this is particularly true in the summertime because there are so many pop-up showers that come up in the summer, and those usually happen in the afternoon. And when you follow those weather patterns for years, you find that, you know, that can delay flights, and then here you are, you're taking a 4 p.m. flight, which now becomes 6, 8, maybe, you know, not at all. And that's because of the showers. And then, of course, if it backs up in one section of the country, that, you know, it's just like a domino effect. Yeah. So when at all possible, try to book the first flights in the morning. You have a better chance of getting to your destination the same day.
I like that. You know, thinking back on it, we typically do that just to get the most out of the day, but I never really thought about it for any other reason. So
right. No, it's a domino effect, and it can just really ruin your trip.
Right, right. Okay, you also talk about getting duped by foreign men, and I would have to say not just foreign men, but men in this country, too.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I have stories, and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure we've all heard them. You know, a lot of women who have been single for a while, and we, you know, let's face it, we know how hard it is as a single person, and the older you get, the harder it is. So you go someplace fun on vacation, your defenses are down, and, you know, these guys know that, you know, you may have a little bit of cash because you might be a little older. You might have a little more cash, and you are maybe a little lonesome, and, you know, so they're going to approach you. And, you know, it sounds good, and you end up in a situation sometimes that is not so great.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, even though it sounds like common sense, try to think that, you know, maybe these people don't have the best intention. I should, you know, really pay attention to this. If you want to have some fun, have some fun, but leave it behind. A lot of them end up, the men, you know, start asking them for money, and they, you know, give them these sob stories, and they send money to these guys, and they just prey on their loneliness.
Yeah,
and they come home with diseases. I mean, it's crazy, but it does happen a lot, awful lot.
And I think of women traveling alone. I know just this past weekend when we were all in Vegas, there was one gal who was staying in a room by herself, and this man was, you know, pursuing her throughout the evening, sent our table drinks, asked her to slow dance, and I had to leave. I'm like, to the other woman, you make sure she gets to her room all right, because you just never know.
You
have to be so careful.
Yeah, you do. It's just use your head. I'm not saying that that every person's got a bad intention, but, you know, just use your head. Don't put your head on vacation too. I mean, what applies at home, what you wouldn't do at home, you probably shouldn't do somewhere else.
But you know what?
Unless
people
you really
do.
Want to, you know,
but people
if you want
do.
To.
They feel like they're
course.
On vacation and they just let loose, and it's probably not always
and that's
the best
part
thing.
Of the fun of vacation is because you do have fun. But dance, have a few drinks, you know, do all of that. But what you probably wouldn't do at home, you shouldn't do when you're out of town as well.
Yeah, especially, I would think.
Yeah, especially then.
Okay, you mentioned the little tag that hangs on the door that says, clean my room.
Yes.
Tell me about that, because I've never heard that before either.
Well, you know, that's just an advertisement saying that you are not in your room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the do not disturb sign is fine, because that just means, you know, you're wanting to sleep in, you're in the room, and, you know, that's usually okay. But when you put that clean my room or whatever it says other than do not, the opposite of do not disturb, if there's a thief around, he or she will know that you are not in your room. So that is a safe time to get in there, whatever way they know how.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not good to advertise that your room is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've slept in and then you get up and you leave later, and say you're gone for 3 or 4 hours and your room is still not clean, just call housekeeping and ask them to come and clean your room. But do not advertise that there is no one in your room.
Yeah, you know, and with the same thought, those tags probably should never be used, because if you have a do not disturb, then it means you are in the room. And what if they know you're alone? So,
well, that's true, too. But it's really not as much of a sign as the, you know, because they're mostly it's to let people know that you're not in the room, and that it's mostly about thieves. And
okay.
If you're not comfortable putting out do not disturb, that's fine too, but just don't ever put out the opposite of do not disturb. Clean my room.
Right. Okay, now we talked about this earlier because we had Holly on the call,
right.
But we're going to talk about, like, traveling companions a little bit. Tell us what you can about that.
Well, you know, I find, that can also be a nightmare scenario. I mean, whether it's male or female, you know, I mean, how many times have you gone on a trip with someone and you said, oh, my gosh, never again? So, you know, even if you're matched up on a computer, you just never know. I mean, the person may sleep in, or, you know, they may be sloppy and you're not. Whatever it is that bugs you, it's always a chance when you're traveling with someone you don't know. It's even a chance when you're traveling with someone you do know if you've never traveled with them before.
Right.
So, you know, number one is have patience and understanding. That's the first thing. But I think if you reach out in your own community, outside of joining Holly's organization, if you, just within your own community, put yourself out there a little, because let's face it, you know, you can't just expect, you know, somebody to just fix it for you or make it happen for you. Get out there. I mean, if you're someone who loves museums or that sort of thing, join one of the museums, and they always have events, and you meet people through those events, and some of them, you know, are obviously they're sharing the same interest that you do, or a dance group, or whatever your interests are, go ahead and join some sort of community organization, and chances are you will find other people that like the same thing you do and maybe are looking for someone to travel with or do things with. Not just travel, you know, just to hang out, go out to dinner with, that sort of thing. But, you know, look within your own community. You know, sometimes it's right under your nose and you don't do it.
Yeah, you know, we have a local group of women, and they're not just boomers, but a lot of the women are boomers,
mm-hmm.
and they have started a social event a month. It's a networking group, but now they've been kayaking, they've had a movie night, they've gone dancing, and I just think that, you know, because so many women at midlife are single or don't feel like watching sports all the time or hanging with their husband all the time, I mean, they may even have a good marriage, but they're just interested in things that their spouse isn't.
Yeah, and I mean, talk to your hairdresser, for Pete's sake. They know everybody. They know everything about everyone, you know.
Yeah.
You just never know where it is. But, you know, don't overlook your own, backyard.
Right, and that's one of the things I like about these teleseminars is because they do empower women to do something. Like
absolutely.
This one is just empowering us to, you know, consider trying something new, whether it's traveling or something in the neighborhood or the community, et cetera. You know, our health teleseminars really empower women to consider their health and try to be healthier and live a healthier lifestyle, et cetera. So to me, it's all about empowering women no matter what the topic is. So
absolutely. Yeah, don't ever be afraid. You know, I mean, put yourself out there and, you know, worst case scenario, somebody says no. Okay, so what? You know, on to the next.
Right.
You know, that's nothing to be afraid of. I think women handle rejection probably better than men. So, you know, I also sent you some information about dining alone. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't be afraid to dine alone. I remember I was in Italy one time, and I was traveling with a friend. Now, here was a situation where I knew this person, and we were great friends, but we found out in our traveling we were really not that compatible, and we literally went our own ways at some point in Italy.
Wow.
It happened. So I thought, well, I'm not ruining my trip. And so I went on, and I was staying at Villa d'Este on Lake Como, which is just absolutely fabulous. So I was eating alone, and sure enough, you know, these lovely people at the next table, they embraced me, the most wonderful people from Los Angeles. I'm still in touch with them.
Hmm.
We went and did all kinds of things together.
Isn't that something?
You know, I mean, just don't let a situation ruin your trip. If it's something you want to do, go and do it. And many times if you're dining alone, you might be surprised at who might approach you or send over a drink or whatever. Again, use your head, but, you know, it could just be, you know, a group of people, you know, that are traveling together that see and say, hey, you know, are you okay, or what's going on, or, you know.
Right. Right. Well, let me just ask before we open up and see if anybody has any questions.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite travel books or travel sites for booking and getting good deals or anything like that?
Well, Boomeropia.com, I think, is one of the best ones. But other than that, you know, one of my favorite guys is Rick Steves.
Rick
who does
Steves.
Rick Steves, S-T-E-V-E-S. He's on PBS, mm-hmm. and he mostly does Europe, but he has wonderful guidebooks, and he's terrific, and he has great programs, and he was an educator, so his books are very educational as well as entertaining, so he's very, you know, precise about his information. So I really love him. I love to watch him, and I love to read his books.
Okay. And anything else or any other websites for, like, booking inexpensive hotels or airfare, anything like that?
I think they're all about the same. You know, I have tried, because I used to own a travel agency, so, you know, I've tried every way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I go to all the different websites for hotel and air and just see which has the best deals. But I will caution you, when you book hotels online, be very, very careful. Because if there is a, you know, like say you go to the hotel's website and the hotel's like $300 a night, but you go to XYZ website and that room is like $55 a night,
mm-hmm.
there is usually something missing from that price. And it'll be in little print like a cleaning fee. I just read something today where someone wrote in and they got a really great deal online at a hotel. And after they got their bill, there was a $166 cleaning fee added, which was more than the price of the room.
Oh, wow.
Now, it said in fine print that, you know, you will be assessed a cleaning fee. It didn't say how much. So be very careful. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is.
Okay, so they get you one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, and when you call a hotel, call them direct and ask for their best rate. What is the best rate you have available? They won't give it to you unless you ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure and ask for it.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, I mean, AARP offers discounts too, so...
Yeah, yeah, oh, they're in AAA, AARP. Yeah, you
right.
can find. But, you know, listen, you've got some extra time. Do your homework. Go on my site. Go on, you know, when you're booking actually like Air or Hotel directly without booking a tour or something, you know, check them all out.
Right.
Check them all out. And they all have toll-free numbers. Call them. Talk to people.
It's so much easier now with the Internet. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, I just want to empower women and boomers to know that there are other wonderful trips out there beside the things that you're just seeing on TV.
Okay. And you can find them by category at boomerupia.com.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. Does anybody on the call have any questions? And sometimes people don't. Sometimes it takes a couple seconds for someone to get the nerve to ask a question. But, you know, do you have a question for Holly? Or Holly, do you have a question? Or does anybody have a question before we sign off here?
I just want to let Holly know that I would like to chat with her because we, like I said, when we launched our site, one of the things that we got were, you know, where you don't have a singles category. I did that on purpose because we didn't really just want to become like a social networking site,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to have that responsibility of, you know, pairing people up. But if there is, I emailed everyone, if there is something that we find reputable, we'll definitely, you know,
oh, good.
Make sure they know about it.
Very good.
Well, one thing I might mention, Liz,
yes.
I've had that experience myself where I went with my best friend to go skiing and about killed us both.
Uh-huh. See, there you go.
So what we do is in part of the questionnaire, it literally says, are you an early riser?
Oh, good.
You know, are you sloppy? Are you neat? Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So we really give that one piece, are you a smoker? You know, are you
oh,
a drinker?
Right. Yeah.
You know, what level? All of those really important pieces that you want to know about somebody traveling.
Yes.
If they're adventurous, if they want more structure. So it's really an in-depth questionnaire.
That's great,
and,
yeah, because
and
it, see, it happens to all of us, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the questions they ask the kids when they're looking for college roommates.
Well, that's good.
It probably
yeah.
is.
Very
it
similar.
Is.
Yeah,
sure.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Well, it's a fun subject, that's for sure.
Oh,
we all
is.
Love to travel, and, you know, I want to encourage people to keep traveling and keep having fun, and think of us for ideas.
Okay. Anything else to say, either of you, before we sign
thank
off?
Thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you for the opportunity, Dotsie,
oh,
and
you're welcome.
Great work for putting together all these fabulous women.
You're welcome. And why don't you say your website one more time?
I'm Liz Dahl with BoomerOpia.com. That's BoomerOpia, BoomerOpia.com.
I'm Holly Klein with www.JustUsGirlsTravel.com.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you all very much for being on the call, and we'll be in touch. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dotsie.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.